Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 116. You all know what today is. Oh, I was going to say it's the last hump day of the year, but okay, fine. It's Christmas, okay? It's Jesus's, baby Jesus's birthday.
Happy birthday!
Oh, happy birthday, baby Jesus.
I know none of you are listening today because you are spending it with your family and friends, but when you listen to this, we hope you all had a great Christmas if you celebrate.
Great call. Yeah, or like whatever you're doing, just like happy hump day. Go hump somebody.
Yeah. Hump a Santa near you.
hump the nearest person to you right now. Ready, go. Good luck with that. Okay. So today's Christmas. Hope you're having an amazing holiday. If you're not, then like also whatever. Fuck you, everybody. I don't know. Do what you got to do, you know? Some people like don't want to have a crazy hectic Christmas.
No, who wants that? No, this year it's just me and my husband. It's like, you know, I love when family is able to come out here or we're able to spend it with family, but like I had to do that a little earlier this year. And like, I like when it's just like the two of us, we can do whatever the F we want, you know, like it's nice.
Yeah, listen, you do you, whatever kind of Christmas you want or holiday season. Mm-hmm. Hanukkah? Are we past Hanukkah? I don't know.
Let us know, Jewish friends.
Where are we on the Jewish New Year? I don't know. Or like, it's past the New Year? Hanukkah season?
Mm-hmm. Chinese New Year? That's like February.
February. Yeah. So good. We embrace all the religions and things besides Flat Earth. We do not participate in any form of flat earth discussion.
They're not a religion yet, but they are definitely a theory that is getting some momentum and it's scary.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Flat earth and Scientology. Anti. Mm-hmm. Straight out the gate. We are not for either of those things. Other than that, listen.
You're cool.
We welcome you with open ears. So.
Yeah. That was cute. Merry Christmas. So maybe we should start off by what we're drinking today on this festive day. I mixed it up a little bit. We are recording back-to-back episodes, so I was recording with some red wine out of Black Box earlier. But for our Christmas episode, I decided to mix it up a little bit. I have some pumpkin-flavored eggnog with just a splash of spiced rum, and I laughed when I bought the spiced rum because we went to the liquor store and we just wanted like a little bottle, you know, for my husband and I to share. We don't need like anything huge. We're just gonna have some eggnog, and the only like little bottle of spiced rum they had was Sailor Jerry's, which reminds me of the UMass dorm when we were Yeah, exactly. Too broke to afford the captain, so we had to drink Sailor Jerry's or Admiral Nelson's. So I haven't had this fucking rum in like a decade, okay?
That is amazing. Bringing us back.
You were there.
I can't even, if I smell anything Admiral close Nelson. Captain Morgan's, I want to literally curl up in a ball and die.
Oh, I don't blame you. I mean, like, it's mixed in with the pumpkin spice, just a dash. It's, like, perfect. But, yeah, I like my eggnog. I don't like it too thick. I'm, like, a weird texture type person. And so I put a lot of ice cubes in there so it gets kind of, like, watered down, too.
Okay, but, like, okay, where did you get said pumpkin spice eggnog?
At my local grocery store, Ralph's, which would be like, it's like the Kroger chain of, you know, the West Coast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. I mean, I always like, I want to like eggnog, and then I just never do. And like the thought of eggs grosses me out.
Oh, I don't ever want to know what is actually like eggnog is actually made out of. Like, I don't like eggs either, but if I actually know the ingredients, I'll never drink it again.
Yeah, no, don't ever look at the ingredients. But I feel like this is the year of eggnog, and I'm going to make a promise to all of you to try eggnog.
What, 2019 is the year? You've got like 5 days left.
Listen, there's 5 days left. It's never too late. Year of the eggnog. I just want to like it because I'm just such a poser. I'm like, I want to be in this holiday spirit,
I'm
but
surprised that I do like it. It's something I didn't think I would like, but yeah, in small doses and at certain times of the year for sure. But so what are you drinking? Are you continuing strong from last
listen,
episode?
I am with Mama Red, Red
Hey, it's the
Blend,
color of the season. Color of the season.
BodaBox. She never does me wrong.
I
So,
almost bought one when I was like at CVS yesterday. I was just browsing the alcohol aisles, waiting for my photo to be ready. And I was like, this is a good deal. They had a really good deal on it, but I wasn't going to be in town long enough to finish it.
Well, the Nighthawk blend, it's like a red blend. Nighthawk is so good. It's so good. Oh, but yeah, that's what I'm drinking. Again, still high. So.
No, yeah. I mean, I still have some of my black box on reserve if I need it, but you guys can always drink along with us. Maybe you're drinking your eggnog, maybe you're drinking your coffee in the morning, maybe you're listening to this at night and you're just totally schnockered from the day. So, anytime we do a story that comes out of Arizona, Texas, Florida, or Japan, take a sip. Anytime there's a disruption because we record at home, so pets, babies, kids, husbands, natural disasters, things like that. Anytime we say literally, anytime we have a story about misogyny, anytime we get the Nick Cage rage slash love, anytime we talk about Canada, and I don't know. I mean, okay, so we've been doing like the best of the decade, the last two episodes. So now it's holiday spirit, Christmas episode. We can add something the drinking list. Maybe I think we already did Santa recently though, so
Yeah, let's just do like the word Christmas.
Christmas, let's do it. I think there's a lot of I think you know what, a lot of people get in trouble these days for not saying Merry Christmas, so
My God, happy holidays. Happy
yes,
holidays.
holiday tree. I hope you all love your holiday tree. No, we
Festivus
can
for the rest.
all accept things. Exactly. Festivus for the rest of us. We can all accept everybody's like celebrations. And just because we celebrate Christmas, we're doing a Christmas themed episode. And I think you should take a sip anytime we talk about Christmas.
Yeah, I agree. Good call.
Let's see what else. You can always support us on Patreon. We love our Patreon saints. They get access to our confidential confessions minisodes. We have over 50 now of those. I think we just recorded our 50th one last time, which is crazy. And those are just quick episodes with our opinions, deepest, darkest thoughts, things like that. So you definitely want to get in on that. And when you donate, you can come on the show, do a story, be a guest reporter, and have a drink with us, which is always so much fun. You can also support us on Threadless by buying our merch, threadless.com, and by spreading the word on Instagram at Evening Booze Hour, on Twitter at Evening Booze. And you can get in touch by sending us an email to eveningboozehour@gmail.com.
Wow, nailed it. Nailed it.
Holiday miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. Oh my God. Okay, so I think we should just dive right into it because let's not mess around. It's Christmas and
It's Christmas and we there's like a lot. Okay, I wasn't sure if I was going to be mentally and physically prepared for this episode because I just like hadn't started looking for Christmas stories yet. And the way our schedules worked out, we had to do it back to back. But lo and behold, I just Google for like 2 minutes and there's so many weird Christmas stories out there.
So many. So many. Well, the first Christmas story I have is sent to us from Nikki.
Yay!
Shout out Nikki. Eyebrows on fleek. Eyebrows
Patreon on saint.
Okay, so this is basically a list of like worst Christmas presents. And this list I think had like 20 or something. But I narrowed it down just to a couple. So I don't know if these were all found on Reddit or like from tweets or whatever, but some people kind of disclosed what the worst Christmas presents they've ever gotten were, which is always like hilarious. So this one person said that they got a book on coping with adoption and like that's how they found out they were adopted.
No.
Yeah.
And it wasn't from the parents?
Or was no, I think it was from the parents. Oh, like and that was no. their way of like telling the kid that they were adopted.
That's like talking about sex through a book too.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
How horrible is that?
That's the most passive aggressive way to tell someone you're adopted. I feel like
I would do. I can't deal with the confrontation. This is how.
Well, not only is it like, hey, you're adopted. It's like, here's a book on how to cope with it because you're going to be messed up now that you found out about that.
Yeah, I think it even said like on my eight, like I was 18 or something like crazy. Okay, this one was good, too. So this kid said that he left video games in his parents' room. The mom saw them and wrapped them, assuming that the dad got the games as gifts. So this kid basically got his own video games as a Christmas present, which is like classic.
That's really funny. My husband one time like got his stepdad a DVD like back in the day, some movie. And like over the years, he had noticed it was like still in the like plastic wrapping, like in their like shelf, you know, like in their living room. So he took it because it had been years and like rewrapped it and regave it to him like the next year. No idea. Had no idea.
That is so fucking funny. That is amazing. I love that so much. It's always like has to do with dads too. So, yeah. Okay, the last one that I'm going to share is this kid got a shake weight. Everybody remembers. That's like a 2010 thing. Never forget. So the dad got this kid a shake weight and said it was for him to practice for when he gets bored in his dorm room at college.
Oh my god, ew!
Yeah. How fucking gross is that?
And, like, sir, your son has totally been masturbating before college, okay? Go check his bed sheets.
Go check his socks. All the crusty socks.
Hard-ass bed sheets.
Oh, my God. But then I was thinking, like, have you ever gotten, like, a horrible Christmas gift?
Nothing super bad. I feel like maybe just like probably a sweater or socks or like something like that, which, yeah. It's more practical than anything else. But no, I mean, the one thing that I do remember, and I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but when I was young, I wanted like a dog, right? Everybody wanted a dog. And like my parents definitely did not want to take care of the dog that I wanted. And I was like too young to really be able to take care of it. So on Christmas morning, they got me this like little tiny stuffed animal in like a little tiny basket that was a dog. Like it wasn't even a full-size stuffed animal, but it was just like a little dog. Like I couldn't even pretend like it was a dog. You know, it wasn't big enough.
Your imagination wasn't that great.
Yeah, exactly. I was pretty mad about that.
That is a fucking... I feel like that has happened to 85% of children who were born, like, in the 80s and 90s.
Totally. Exactly. I don't know. What about you? Have you ever had anything horrible?
I don't think so, no. I was trying to think, like... And a lot of these were from, like, you know, my aunt who has, like, dementia or something, like... giving them just, like, the most random things, which were, like, obviously the person was, like, not with it to understand what was happening.
That reminds me of, like, in Christmas Vacation when the old aunt wraps up her cat in a box.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly what most of these were. But I thought those three were, like, the funniest kind of just, like, actual worst. And I wish I had one to put on the list, but...
I know. We're lucky, though. That's good. Yeah, that we don't.
I guess so. But, you know, the story of it is so good. okay, so then I have a story about a nursing home Christmas wish come true.
Oh, okay. Sounds heartwarming.
It's so heartwarming. So this is taken right from the article, which will be in our show notes. But it says that the managers at this care home said that most people ask for a beach trip or a nice afternoon tea, but they decided to respond to the request for a fireman to strip off, quote unquote. So this story is from England.
I've heard about this. Yes.
Oh, you have? Okay. So I guess
I don't know the details. I just saw a headline.
Yeah. It's so good. It's so good. So the wish was granted at the Glastonbury Court Care Home in Bury St. Edmunds. Don't know. But I love how they call it a care home instead of like an old person's home. So apparently the stripper dressed as a fireman turned up 2 weeks ago and began swinging his belt around wildly before stripping down to his underpants. And this woman said, "I thought it was amazing. I wish he could visit us every day." So that's the woman who, like,
of course she does.
Yeah. She's the resident who requested this whole thing. This was, like, her Christmas wish come true. And she said, like, "He made me feel like I was young again. I loved every second." So cute. And the home manager, Charlene Van Tonder, said care home life was not all about knitting or watching television, and said that they... we're keen to ensure that there are no limitations so that every day can be different and fun. So, like, I loved that.
Yeah, I mean, these are adults, okay? They have adult needs.
They have lived their lives, okay? They know what's up.
I love that. That's they so know cute.
What's up? Oh yeah, you were going to do one, right? Did I skip you? I'm sorry.
Oh, well, yeah, I wasn't sure if the first one was like your first one or you were just mentioning that. So yeah, no, I have some too. We can just trade off. I think that's totally fine. Cool. 'Cause there were just so many. So this one, I feel like everybody's heard about, but we have to talk about it. We can't ignore the fact that there is a holiday sweater that was being sold by Walmart. Now it's been taken off the shelves and being sold by Amazon. And it was like it looked like an ugly Christmas sweater, right? But it had a Santa who is getting ready to snort some lines of cocaine.
Yes. Didn't it say like "let it snow" or something?
Said "let it snow" on it.
Yes, which is like, first glance, if you didn't know like that this was a controversial sweater, I don't think I would even have noticed.
I mean,
that this like, crazy looking Santa was snorting lines of coke.
Yeah, when you see it from far away, definitely. But like, they show kind of like If you were purchasing the sweater, I feel like you would know. It has three lines, a Santa holding a straw, and then like a pile next to it. Santa's eyes are very dilated.
Yeah, his eyes like bugged out too. Like he looks strung out.
Yeah. So okay, this happened in Canada first. So take a drink. It was on Walmart's Canadian website. And then, you know, because of the outrage, it was taken down. It's now an Amazon bestseller. And according to its current product description, it says, perfect for cozy days with the family.
Oh, my God. Leave it to Amazon to, like, capitalize on this.
Right. Well, so it does say that it's being sold from like a third party, you know, through Amazon. So it's not, you know, Amazon selling this like itself specifically. But some of the reviews say on Amazon, it's the funniest, most amazing Xmas sweater in the universe. Buy one. Nothing says Christmas like Santa snooters. And yeah, like, so people are really enjoying it. Apparently it is actually retailing on Amazon for $31.99, which I think is kind of expensive.
Oh yeah. I feel like I wouldn't pay more than $20.
Yeah. I mean, if you can afford cocaine, I guess you can afford this sweater. So I don't know.
True.
But yeah, so it's just like, I mean, I am all for, you know, like, you do you with your recreational drug use and whatever people want to try, that's on them. But like, do we need to mainstream a cocaine snorting Santa? Are we there yet? I feel like this is more apocalyptic than we need to be at right now. You know?
We're heading into 2020. I don't know what is going to happen.
I mean, it's crazy. But yeah, so if you want the sweater, you might be able to get it for a good deal now that it's like Christmas and it'll probably be on sale after Christmas. Check out Amazon. Let it snow. Cocaine Santa is what you should search.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you give us another story? Because I definitely did two in a row.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, my next story involves an airport, and, you know, traveling at this time of year can be crazy. We had our Patreon Saint Jason on, you know, a few weeks ago to talk about some tips for that. But I saw this story about an airport that has built a Christmas tree out of confiscated items. Oh. So if you ever wonder what happens to those items that they take away from you at the airport, apparently at the holiday season, this is what happens.
That is fucking funny. Where is this?
Oh, okay. So this obviously is not here. It's in Lithuania.
Yes. That is so random. That is just so random.
It's so random. So Lithuanian airport said that the tree at Vilnius airport was assembled from prohibited items that were seized from the security officers during the screening process. And they call it an educational masterpiece tree. And it consists of hundreds of pairs of scissors, as well as knives, box cutters, lighters, other goods. There was like some guns on there, some bottles of wine.
Oh my God. Like, okay, I could see like, you know, like a wine bottle opener or something like that. Yeah. Kind of corkscrew, but like a knife, or
it's definitely mostly scissors. Like I would say the leaves of the tree are scissors, and then like the ornaments are like knives and box cutters and like the gun.
That is hysterical.
Yeah, so they say, so if you don't want your personal yet prohibited belongings to land on our next year's Christmas tree, you better check out the baggage requirements before you pack for your next flight, said the Lithuanian airports. That and it's pretty epic. I mean, I think those security guards get pretty bored, you know, during the downtime. They need some arts and crafts to do, so I like it.
That's a great story. That is hysterical. And who would have thought? Lithuania coming through.
They love Christmas there, though, I feel like.
They love it. They love it.
Okay, let's go back to you for your next Christmas story.
Okay, so this is a Christmas photo trend that has parents hoping their kids will cry on Santa's lap. So
they want the kids to cry on Santa's lap?
Okay. Yes. So Christmas photos typically entail dressing your kid up in their holiday best and posing for a happy photo with Santa. But as many parents know, that typically doesn't go according to plan. So CBS News's Mark Strassman, met a photographer in Atlanta who embraces the not-so-picture-perfect moments. Jeff Rothman said in his studio, "A white Christmas often turns blue." Rothman said many parents now come to him, his studio, hoping that their kids will cry. And they actually, like, quote unquote, leave disappointed if their kids don't cry.
Why? Like, when did this become a trend? Like,
well, I guess, like, crying kids make hilarious, like, holiday photos. So while the kids are, like, not happy, the people who see the pictures, like, think it's hilarious.
Right. Got it.
Yeah. So that's basically the only reason, is so, like, other people will laugh when they get your
Christmas card. It's, like, all for our entertainment. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess this guy, like, purposely tries to make the kids cry. I don't know what exactly he does.
I was going to ask, like, what does he do?
Yeah. Well, he, like, he's known for, like, this whole thing. So he said he had 7,000 photo shoots available over a 6-week period. And he said he sold out of all of those 7,000 photo shoots in 10 minutes.
Oh my God. Yeah. And that's just in one part of the country. Like, I'm sure there's people who might, you know, be doing that everywhere.
Yeah. And then, so there's a guy who has to, like, play the Santa in these shoots. And he said that, like, it's, like, sad when the kids cry, but I guess, like, after a couple seconds, like, the kids are fine. So he's, like, fine with it. I don't know. But that's a thing now. That's a thing.
Are you into that with your kids? I don't get it. I mean,
no, if my kids are even, like, remotely creeped out by Santa, we don't. Like, the last couple of years, my daughter is like, nope. And it's like, you know what? I don't blame you. Like,
good.
Who wants to sit on a stranger's lap? Like,
You've got good instincts, girl.
Yeah. So, like, we definitely don't, like, pressure our kids to do that at all. So it's like, whatever. We don't care if we have the photo op or not. But then the other trend that's happening is, like, since malls are closing and, like, there's no place where you can get pictures with Santa, people are FaceTiming with Santa for their kids.
Oh.
Like, a new thing that's, like, kind of trending this year is FaceTiming with Santa. So.
And, like, there's companies that you can, like, do that with, and you, like, pay a little bit of money or something like that and FaceTime with a Santa. Yep. Interesting.
Yep. Yeah, so Google that. That'll probably be definitely the future of Santa visits, because I know they offered, like, in our area, there was, like, a local place that offers, like, oh, Santa or one of Santa's helpers can, like, call your child, give us a list of, like, things they're asking for or what, you know, like, to make it more personalized. And then they literally, like, call your kid at a certain time on a certain day. You know, to, like, say, right. Hey, this is Santa, this is Santa's helper, like, blah, blah, blah. We didn't do it. Like, we opted out of it, but I think a lot of people, just because I think our daughter might have been a little creeped out. But.
Well, yeah, but also, like, it's better than waiting in line for so long, and then kids get anxious, and, you know, and then they get up there, they don't even really want to, like, be part of Santa, so, like, it might be good for, like,
young kids. Like, the build-up of it, is, like, creates anxiety in a lot of kids, and they're like, ugh. But, yeah, so that is our future. But that's my last story, so.
Okay, well, I have one more. It's an animal Kingdom story out of Tennessee, actually the Tennessee Aquarium. So there's an electric eel in Chattanooga, Tennessee, who is sparking a little holiday cheer. And this eel's name is the best. It's an electric eel, right? So its name is Miguel Watson, like electric Watt.
Miguel.
And Miguel. Yeah.
I love that.
Oh my God.
So Miguel Watson is the electric eel, and he releases a jolt of electricity near a festively decorated Christmas tree by his tank. And like every time he releases his like jolt of electricity, the tree like flickers and glows because it's placed so close to his tank that it can like pick up the electricity from the eel.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So there's a sensor behind Miguel Watson's exhibit that picks it up, you know, when he produces electricity. So like that is so cool. Like it's definitely in a tank, you know, of glass, but the tree is outside of that that is lighting up.
Wow.
The aquarium had already connected the sensor to a soundboard and a light board to like show Miguel Watson's bursts, you know, like in the museum anyways, or the aquarium, but they decided to like use a Christmas tree for the holidays. They say that it'll light up the board and it does make some noise. So people like hear it when it's producing electricity also. So they're aware. So it wasn't like a big leap to have him do a Christmas tree right at the holidays. They do say that they should clarify that the electricity produced by the eel is not literally powering the lights on the tree, right? Those are still plugged in. The sensors and other equipment are translating when he's producing electricity to the light. So it's more of like a burst.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not keeping them on all the time, but you can see when it's like transmitting and like the lights flicker and there's like brighter bursts and like things like that.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's so cool. Yeah. So the different bursts corresponds with the kinds of electric eel shocks, and they can peak at about 800 volts. And then this isn't the first time that this aquarium has made a creative use out of Miguel Watson's bursts of electricity. I guess they've been doing that since 2014, and he has a Twitter account, Electric Miguel, at Electric Miguel. Which puts out pre-written tweets whenever the probes in his tank detect a jolt of power above a trigger threshold. And the account has attracted some 30,000 followers. So they've been documenting like his jolts ever since then. And I just love that they put like a holiday twist on it. It's so funny. I love this like animal kingdom, you know, and being able to like teach kids about nature and like,
yeah,
you know, teach people in general. The picture that they show has a little girl in it, but like, you know, and also tie it into something, you know, festive.
Yeah. And that makes like learning so much more fun.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure every kid who sees it is like, I want an electric eel, you know?
Oh my God.
But yeah, that was my last story. So I guess like we should do our BuzzFeed quiz now.
Oh, let's do it. Okay, so this week we had a quiz, which was plan the perfect Christmas day and we'll give you a celebrity to spend the holiday season with. I got somebody so unsuspected.
Mine too. We probably have the same person because I was like, huh?
Who did you get?
Okay, I might need your help pronouncing his last name because it's French. So I got Timothy Chalamet. Is that his name?
Yeah. Timothy Chalamet. Okay, we got
Chalamet. Oh, okay, yeah. So Timothy Chalamet, you know, he's coming up in the new Little Women, which they really don't need to be remaking, as we've discussed last episode. But yeah. But yes, he's in that. He was recently just made headlines because he was with, oh my God, what's her name from Big Little Lies? They were at a basketball game together because she's also in Little Women. And
Woodley.
What's her name?
Shailene Woodley.
No. You know, what's her name? Who's like, I cannot not be rich.
Older one.
Laura Dern. Yes, Laura Dern. Yeah. So they were at a basketball game together, like loving each other, like in a friendly way, because they're both in Little Women. So I just saw like a bunch of memes about that. But I really know nothing about Timothée Chalamet, and I don't think I'd really want to spend the holidays with him. He seems a little pretentious, but other than that.
No, I like him. I think he's cool.
I mean, he's fine. He's a good actor. Nothing against him. I just don't think I want to spend my holidays with him.
All right. Well, who do you want to spend your holidays with? Rihanna?
Zac Efron, Rihanna. I mean, there's lots of
Zendaya.
Yeah. Exactly. The Kardashians would be fun, I feel like.
I'd like to go to their holiday party. Okay. Someone super random also. Harry Styles.
Oh, but he's like big right now. I feel like he's making a comeback.
Yeah, and he's like at least funny. Like,
yeah. And you would probably get to go to the Kardashian holiday party if you're with him, because he's been hooking up with Kendall.
true. Okay. So yeah, I stand by this.
Harry Styles would be good. I feel like that would be a fun holiday season with him.
Yeah. But I thought that was random.
It'd be very fashionable too.
Okay. All right. I like it. Well, happy holidays. Stay safe. When's our next episode? The new year?
Okay, yeah. The next episode actually comes out on New Year's Day, because it's a week from today. So we'll be seeing you in 2020. I guess I should say this for the last time. That's all the news that's fit to drink in 2019. We hope you have a great holiday and Christmas if you're celebrating, or however you're celebrating today. And if you want to find out who your celebrity is that you're going to spend the holiday season with, we'll have the link in our show notes. So check it out there.
Yeah. Happy New Year, and see you in 2020.
See ya. Bye.